Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Avram Goldar and today Maseches Horios Daf Ches, the second parak, Hora Kon Mashiach. The Zichu Maseches Horios program has been generously sponsored by the Berger family, Lezecher Nishmas, Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem, and his son, Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Aim based in Chayovin ad shiyor b'damer shezidon akoros v'shkalko sochatas. Basin is not chayv to a bring a parlam davar, unless they rule to permit something whose intentional transgression incurs karas and its unintentional transgression obligates a chatas, but not an avera which obligates an ashem vadai. The same applies to the par of a kol mashiach. Regarding Avodah Zorah as well, these korbanos are only obligated for worship which incurs karas and chatas, not for some form of honor which is not its usual method of worship, which is only a love. Rebbe derives this from a gezerah shava, aleha, aleha, from the prohibition of a wife's sister to teach that a parlam davar of a tzibur is only for a prohibition which carries a punishment of karas and chatas. Additional drushes extend this to the korbanos of a kol mashiach, a nasi, and yachid, a common individual, as well as these categories regarding Avodah Zorah. The Rabban, who darshan aleha to teach the laws of Yibum, instead darshan a hekesh comparing all averos to Avodah Zorah with karas. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ein chayavin al asvo asase shebe mikdash. Basin is not chayav to a parlam davar for positive or negative commandments about being metame the mikdash. Ein mavin ashem tali al asvo asase shebe mikdash. Nor do individuals bring an ashem tali for doubtful transgressions of positive or negative commandments about being metame the mikdash. Anasi requires a tami to leave the mikdash, and a lav prohibits a tami from entering the mikdash. An individual who transgresses this unintentionally brings a carbon oil of a yorid, a carbon which goes up and down, meaning it varies according to his financial status between an animal, two birds, or flower. In contrast, Basin brings a par, and an individual brings an ashem tali for the ase and lo sase of nida, namely, the positive commandment to abstain from one's wife before her anticipated period, and the negative prohibition against relations with a nida. The Gemara darshans from the Gezer Shabbat between Chatas, Tzibur, and Ashem Tali to teach that a parlam davar, a basin, and an Ashem Tali for an individual are only liable for averos which obligate a Chatas Kavua, a set non-variable Chatas. And point number three, the next Mishnah lists the cases of carbon oil of a yorid, repeating that a basin does not bring a parlam davar for such averos. Yossi Aglili adds, Va'nasi ki yotz behem, and the nasi is like them and does not bring any carbon for these transgressions. Rekiva says, a nasi is chayav, a carbon for such averos, except for Shmias Kol, witnesses who falsely swear not to know testimony, because a melech cannot judge or be judged, and he can't testify or be testified against. Since he cannot testify, he's not chayav for swearing not to know testimony. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is based on the psukim describing one's means as being insufficient for animal karbanos or for bird karbanos, implying that this karban only applies to misha bali de anias v'ashirus, someone who can come to either poverty or wealth, but not to a kon mashiach or nasi who cannot be poor, as the Gemara proceeds to prove. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Aim based in Chayavin ad Shior B'davar, Shezidon Akaris Ushkalko Sochatas. Based in is not chayav to bring a parlam davar unless they rule to permit something whose intentional transgression incurs karas and its unintentional transgression obligates a chatas, but not an aver which obligates an ashem vadai. The same applies to the par of a kol mashiach. Regarding Avodah Zorah as well, these korbanos are only obligated for worship which incurs karas and chatas, not for some form of honor which is not its usual method of worship, which is only a lav. Rebbe derives this from a gezerah shava, aleha, aleha, from the prohibition of a wife's sister to teach that a parlam davar of a tzibur is only for a prohibition which carries a punishment of karas and chatas. Additional drushes extend this to the korbanos of a kol mashiach, a nasi, and yachid, a common individual, as well as these categories regarding Avodah Zorah. The Rabban, who darshan aleha to teach the laws of Yibum, instead darshan a hekesh comparing all averos to Avodah Zorah with karas. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ein chayavin al asvo asase shebe mikdash. Basin is not chayav to a parlam davar for positive or negative commandments about being metame the mikdash. Ein mavin ashem tali al asvo asase shebe mikdash. Nor do individuals bring an ashem tali for doubtful transgressions of positive or negative commandments about being metame the mikdash. Anasi requires a tami to leave the mikdash, and a lav prohibits a tami from entering the mikdash. An individual who transgresses this unintentionally brings a carbon oil of a yorid, a carbon which goes up and down, meaning it varies according to his financial status between an animal, two birds, or flower. In contrast, Beis Din brings up par, and an individual brings an ashim talui for the ase and lo sase of nida, namely, the positive commandment to abstain from one's wife before her anticipated period, and the negative prohibition against relations with a nida. The Gemara darshans from the Gezer Shabba between Chatas, Tzibur, and Ashim Talui to teach that a parlam davar, a Beis Din, and an Ashim Talui for an individual are only liable for averos which obligate a Chatas Kavua, a set non-variable Chatas. And point number three, the next Mishnah lists the cases of Karban Olav Yored, repeating that a Beis Din does not bring a parlam davar for such averos. Yossi Aglili adds, Va'nasi ki yotz behem, and the Nasi is like them and does not bring any carbon for these transgressions. Rekiva says, a Nasi is chayav, a carbon for such averos, except for Shmias Kol, witnesses who falsely swear not to know testimony, because a melech cannot judge or be judged, and he can't testify or be testified against. Since he cannot testify, he's not chayav for swearing not to know testimony. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is based on the psukim describing one's means as being insufficient for animal karbanos or for bird karbanos, implying that this karban only applies to mishum bali de anius v'ashirus, someone who can come to either poverty or wealth, but not to a kon mashiach or nasi who cannot be poor, as the Gemara proceeds to prove. Alright, so now we get our siman daf ches, and our standard siman is challah. Challah, so here goes. The Beis Din who's bringing a parlam davar for paskening that a matzah that looked like a challah was mutter, since one would be chayv karas b'mezid v'chatas b'shogeg, but not for paskening correctly that a certain type of tummy person can enter the mikdash, since one is chayv in olav yored, and not a chatas kavua, cross paths with the nasi bringing a carbon olav yored. Once again, slow motion. The Beis Din was bringing a parlam davar for paskening that a matzah that looked like a challah, that must be on daf ches. The Beis Din was bringing a parlam davar for paskening that a matzah that looked like a challah was mutter, since one would be chayv karas b'mezit v'chatas b'shogeg, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ein Beis Din chayavin ad shior b'davar shezidona karas u'shkalkas u'chatas. Beis Din is not chayv to bring a parlam davar unless they rule to permit something whose intentional transgression incurs karas and its unintentional transgression obligates a chatas, but not an aver which obligates an ashim vadai. The same applies to the par of a kol mashiach. So the Beis Din was bringing a parlam davar for paskening that a matzah that looked like a challah was mutter, since one would be chayv karas b'mezid v'chatas b'shogeg, but not for paskening incorrectly that a certain type of tummy person can enter the mikdash, since one is chayv in olav yored and not a chatas kavua, which reminds us there's no parlam davar or ashim tali for averos which obligate a carbon olav yored and not a chatas kavua. So the Beis Din who is bringing a parlam davar for paskening that a matzah that looked like a challah was mutter, since one would be chayv karas b'mezid v'chatas b'shogeg, but not for paskening incorrectly that a certain type of tummy person can enter the mikdash, since one is chayv and olav yored and not a chatas kavua, cross paths with the nasi bringing a karban olav the yored, which reminds us the next Mishnah lists the cases of karban olav yored, repeating that a Beis Din does not bring a parlam davar for such averos. Rabbi Yossi Aglili adds, v'hanasi ki yotzi behem, and the Nasi is like them and does not bring any carbon for these transgressions. Rabbi Akiva says a Nasi is chayv a carbon for such averos, except for Shmias Kol, witnesses who falsely swear not to know testimony, because a melech cannot judge or be judged, and he can't testify or be testified against. Since he can't testify, he's not chayv for swearing not to know testimony. So once again, the Beis Din was bringing a parlam davar for paskening that a matzah that looked like a challah was mutter, since one would be chayv karas b'mezid v'chatas b'shogeg, but not for paskening incorrectly that a certain type of tummy person can enter the mikdash, since one is chayv and olav yored and not a chatas kavua, cross paths with the nasi bringing a karban olav v'yored. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back hazara. Daf Dalet, so the Siman Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. When the judge is by the door, that must be on Daf Dalet, Dalet, door. When the judges by the door mistakenly ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, one who carries in through the door from outside on Shabbos is pater, which reminds us, the mission in the previous daf stated, Horu Beis Din Lakor is called guf. If Beis Din erroneously ruled to uproot an entire mitzvah of the Torah, for example, they rule there's no prohibition of nida, Shabbos, or idolatry, then there's no parlam davar. A brisa derives this from the netlam davar, and a matter was obscured, teaching Wosh Yaker a mitzvah kula, but not that the entire mitzvah will be uprooted. For example, in the case of Shabbos, they ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, but one who carries from one rishus to another is pater. So when the judges by the door mistakenly ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, one who carries in through the door from outside on Shabbos is pater, and then a tzaduki walked in who said, we are not modim bo, which reminds us, Shmuel said, "Ein based in chayovin ad shiro b'davar shein atzadukim modim bo." Based on is not chayav for a parlam davar unless they ruled about something with which the tzadukim do not agree, meaning it's not taught explicitly in the Torah. If they ruled mistakenly about something which the tzadukim agree, it's not considered a legitimate ruling because it's a situation of go and read it in the schoolhouse, meaning it's something they could easily know and not a justifiable error. In the example of Shabbos, although carrying is expressly prohibited, the cases where they ruled that only carrying out from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbim was prohibited, but bringing in from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yachid is permitted, which is not explicitly prohibited. So when the judges by the door mistakenly ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, one who carries in through the door from outside on Shabbos is pater, and then a tzaduki walked in who said, "We are not modim bo," one of the judges remarked to another they were a deficient basin because the mufashal basin wasn't there and therefore pater from a parlam davar, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if basin issued a mistaken ruling and one of the judges knew they were mistaken and told them so, o shalohia mufashal basin sham, or if the most distinguished member of basin wasn't there and a substitute took his place, or one of the judges was a ger, a mumzer, a nusin, or an elder unfit to have children, they are exempt from a parlam davar. Daf hay, so the simon for daf hay is hay, or a haystack. So here goes. While 12 shvatim let their parim chew on hay, hay, that must more on daf hay. While 12 shvatim let their parim chew on hay, while they were waiting to be brought for the majority acting on Basin's ruling, which reminds us, the murmurings of Malchus regarding the number of parim brought for hara acted upon by all 12 shvatim, whether it's one by Basin, 12 from the shvatim, or 13, which would be one from each shevet and one from Basin. So while 12 shvatim let their parim chew on hay, while they're waiting to be brought for the majority acting on Basin's ruling, members from 5 shvatim stood on some bales of hay and proclaimed they were being dragged along, even though they didn't act, which reminds us. The Mishnah states that if 7 shvatim follow the mistaken hara, Rav Meir says Basin brings a single par parallel to what he holds when the entire nation sins. Rav Yehuda says that the 7 shvatim who sinned bring 7 parim, and the other shvatim who did not sin also bring parim because of those who did. Because even those who did not sin bring karbanos because of those who sinned, thus 12 parim are always brought. This is based on the concept of grera, being dragged along. So while 12 shvatim let their parim chew on hay, while they were waiting to be brought for the majority acting on Basin's ruling, members from 5 shvatim stood on some bales of hay and proclaimed they were being dragged along, even though they didn't act. When all of a sudden one shevet appeared and informed them that they followed another ruling of the Basin Agadol, and now each shevet would have to bring another par, which reminds us, a brice is presented in which Rabbi Yehuda says that if a single shevet follows its own Basin's ruling, they bring a carbon and the other shvatim do not. But if they follow the ruling of Basin Agadol, afil shar shvatim chayavim, even the other shvatim are chayav to bring karbanas. Dav vav, so the simon dav vav is a sword because a vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The returnees from exile were lifting up their swords. Swords? That must be on dav vav. The returnees from exile were lifting up their swords and proclaiming, Ein Misa Betzibor, when they brought karbanos to atone for idolatry of an earlier generation, which reminds us, when Klal Yisrael returned from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, they brought karbanos to atone for the idolatry of Sidkiyahu's generation. The Gemara asks that the original sinners died, and a chattas whose owner dies is disqualified. Rapapa answers that the law condemning such a chattas only applies to an individually owned chattas, but not to a tzibor. Lefish Ein Misa Betzibor, because there's no death for the congregation. So the returnees from exile were lifting their swords and proclaiming Ein Misa Betzibur when they brought karbanos to atone for idolatry of an earlier generation, as a man was bringing a chatas that belonged to him and his partner who was killed by a sword, which reminds us, Abai says that Rabbi Shimon holds chatas shutafim Ein Mesa. A chatas of partners is not left to die when one of the owners dies, but remains a valid carbon. Thus, if a judge of Basin dies, the Basin still brings a parlam davar. So the returnees from exile were lifting up their swords and proclaiming, Ein Misa Betzibor, when they brought karbanos to atone for idolatry of an earlier generation, as a man was bringing a chatas that belonged to him and his partner, who was killed by a sword, and the Kohen Mashiach was bringing a bull for mistakenly ruling and acting on it, which reminds us the second parak begins, Hora Kohen Mashiach Atzmo Shogeg Va'asa Shogeg. If the anointed Kohen ruled incorrectly for himself unintentionally and acted on his ruling unintentionally, maybe par, he brings a bull as a chatas. If either the ruling or transgression was intentional, he does not bring a carbon, Sharas Kohen Mashiach Atzmo Karas Beis Din Letzibur, because the Kohen Mashiach's ruling for himself is like Beis Din's ruling for the community and requires an unintentional ruling and transgression to obligate a carbon. Dav Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The Kohen Mashiach hired armed guards. Armed guards? That must be on Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin, weapon, gun. The Kohen Mashiach hired armed guards to protect the par of the Tzibur that he was participating in because he ruled and acted with them. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hora bifnei atzmo ba'asa bifnei atzmo. If the Kohen Mashiach ruled on his own and acted on his own, independent based on his ruling, miskaper lo bifnei atzmo, he is atoned for on his own, requiring his own carbon. Hori matzibor ba'asa imatzibor. However, if he ruled with the community, meaning based in, and acted with the community, miskaper lo imatzibor, he is atoned for with the community, with their parlam davar, and does not bring his own carbon. So the Kohen Mashiach hired armed guards to protect the par of the Tzibur that he was participating in because he ruled and acted with them, and to watch his own par when he ruled differently than the Beis Din and acted on his own, which reminds the Gemara discusses when the Kohen Mashiach's ruling is considered la'atzmo, independent from Beis Din, so that he brings his own carbon. And it asks if rulings permitting different types of chalev taught in different psukim or rulings permitting dam and chalev respectively are considered different prohibitions for this halacha. So the Kohen Mashiach hired armed guards to protect the part of the Tzibur that he was participating in because he ruled and acted with them, and to watch his own part when he ruled differently than the Beis Din and acted on his own, while he went to pick a seira to bring for his Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg that was done without a ruling. Which reminds us, the Kohen Mashiach brings a seira for Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg that was done without a ruling like a commoner, and not a part of a seir like a Tzibur. All right, so now it's time to cuckoo with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf did we learn? Ein Misa B'Tzibur. That's on daf Vav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss a case where Beis Din mistakenly permitted chalev to eat, and one confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have machlokas if a nasi brings a carbon ol of a yored? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss combining different minorities of transgressors into a majority? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you base on is not chai for a parlam davar unless they ruled about something with which the tzedukim do not agree? That's on daf Dalet. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you there's no parlam davar or ashim tali for averos which obligate a carbon ol of a yored and not a chatas kavua? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss what the din is for a yachid who acts on Beis Din's ruling after they retracted? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that a parlam davar and a parkon mashiach are only for an avera which incurs karas b'mezin and chatas b'shogeg? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss when the Kohen Mashiach's ruling is considered la'atzmo, independent of Beis Din? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that the Kohen Mashiach brings a seira for Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg that was done without a hara? That's on daf Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.